know, music really can do something. It really can change the way people are like feeling and thinking, and like, and what they do. Like, it can have a direct impact on their actions. And I think that's like, you know, what more can we ask of as an art form?
There have always been songs and music linked to political movements. We think of Utah Phillips and Phil Oakes, Joe Hill. We think of Victor Jara and Silvio Rodriguez. Music is used both as an educational tool and also as a way of keeping the movement together. Many people I talk to who dedicate their lives to social justice and economic equality say that they first learned about politics, they first came to understand the way that the world works through listening to folk music, listening to music that described in a way that they could understand what was going on in the world. Even if they weren't directly connected to all of the issues that they now work on, music touched them. Recently, a group of political folk singers got together to form Riot Folk, an organization of political folk singers dedicated to working and helping each other to get their music out as well as their messages. I interviewed them to hear how they think music can be used as an educational tool as well as a tool to embedder the activist community. Can one of you tell me about where Riot Folk came from and what you guys do and a little bit of your mission?
So I had this idea, I don't know when it was, of collectivizing a bunch of radical folk singers that I know and trying to form a collective around it. I mean, we're still forming. We're about to have our first ever convergence, actually, not this weekend, but the next one, where we're actually all going to meet each other for the first time.
I feel like we sort of try and create like a radical space or like become part of a radical space. Like, it shows that's already there, but just like, you know, lots of information and ideas and also just like, you know, emotion and music. And also, you know, we raise money for radical causes and play shows where people can go and pay to get into the show, but then it's also going to some really key like community work. The big reason I felt like getting involved is like we're supporting each other also as musicians, through like promoting each other's stuff, inspiring each other, and, you know, just like sharing resources. And
I'd say the movement is in this really kind of depressed place right now. And I see like Riot Folk as having two main functions. And one, some of us have really educational songs. Like, our songs are like designed to teach people about like certain issues and like be really like a tool of like of a political movement to like get these ideas out there and like critique ourselves and critique the things that the movement is attempting to dismantle or to build. And then there's also this element of isolation, and I feel like a lot of people in the right now feel really alone and isolated. And I think that just personal songs or songs about what it feels like to be part of a movement to build something better are really important as well. And like, you know, we get a lot of emails about, you know, people that are telling us that they feel a lot less alone now that they've heard this sort of music, and like they feel more connected and like less isolated. And I think that that's like a really important function of the music as well.
And also, like what Evan was saying, that I think is also important about Riot Folk in particular, not that it's not also true with other rap folk musicians, is that like we're all come out of organizing. I mean, some of us were into music obviously first, but we're like, you know, fully part of the movement that we sing about. And so, you know, while we're singing about it to outside people, like, hey, this is what we do, we're also, you know, like Evan said, critiquing our own movement. So we're also singing like inter-movement songs that are for us to look at key issues and stuff and address ourselves on. That's kind of where us and other kind of like DIY folk musicians and lots of other musicians, punk bands, hip-hop artists differ, is that we're not just singing about a movement that we're kind of outside of or just singing about like a war in general. Like we're part of this movement, and we're helping form it through our songs as well and change its direction.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you target your audiences and how you breach your two goals of education and inner movement in betterment, and how you move beyond just simply preaching to the choir?
I really don't feel like we're preaching to the choir most of the time, and even if we're singing political songs to people who are already political or radical. I know lots of the songs that I hear from these kids make me think about things in a completely different way. And even if we are singing to kids who are already political, I don't feel like we're preaching to the choir at all.
I think I've noticed that, like, a lot of folks that might be enticed by the idea of Riot Folk, like, and come to us, find that our music's pretty articulate. And I mean, instead of maybe just like an idea of resistance or like a vague theme or what have you, like, it's pretty articulate. And I think it does educate, and it does, like, specifically address certain issues. And perhaps some people that might come to a show thinking, oh yeah, it'll be, you know, like protest music or something vague like that, it's a pretty articulate, radical analysis, I find, that's like represented in a lot of our music. And I don't know, I think even within circles of counterculture, pretty important to have really articulate art.
And I think, like, I mean, the reason I stopped preaching to the choir is because, like, a lot of our songs are not preaching at all. Like, it's about a feeling or an idea that, like, and it gives people something to sing. Like, even if, like, someone already completely agrees with the song that I write, but, like, it gives them something to sing to themselves and for them to feel like, wow, like, there's someone out there who really understands how I feel. And, like, that can be really powerful. I feel like Riot Folk does a really good job of, like, creating that array of, like, songs that people who don't agree with us can listen to and start thinking about, and then songs that people who already do agree with us can, like, sing along to and, like, feel connected because, like, they can sing it with other people and be like, wow, like, we all feel this one thing, and, like, that really, you know, that connects us together. And, like, every movement needs music that, like, people in it relate to, just to, like, keep going. And, like, you know, in the space of, I mean, we're facing something really huge that we're trying to bring down, and something else really huge that we're trying to build. And, like, that's really tiring sometimes and really can be really, like, depressing. But, like, you know, having songs to sing while we're working, I think, is, like, it's really important for any movement.
You know, if we're playing a show, you know, in front of a group of people that maybe haven't been involved in the movement for a very long time, or maybe it's like we're playing at a bar or something at an open mic, like, you know, it's definitely a crowd that probably was very far removed from, like, a radical circle. So we played some songs that were very political, but you know, very applicable, easy for people to understand. They weren't inter-movement songs, and we had a really good response. And so it's kind of like show by show, you know, you might change the songs you sing, but if somebody's listening to a CD or on the website and they're downloading some MP3s and they're hearing both songs, also those inter-movement songs kind of will connect them to the movement. They'll get a feel for what it's kind of like. And it's kind of like this more welcoming, it's cool, it's like, it's very rounded. It's not just flat, vague songs that people are like, well, great, what can I do about it? But it's rounded, it's humor, and there's seriousness and there's sadness and all these things. There's a vote in November, but it doesn't really matter, because the system won and the wallet's getting fatter. So don't just vote in their elections. The future's dependent on our actions. It's up to you, you and I, to work together to at least try to build alternatives to their plans and put the power back into 6 billion hands.
Music and politics kind of feed off of one another. It works out good.
That was Ryan, Evan, Brenna, and Mark from Riot Folk, Making Folk a Threat Again. Please visit riotfolk.org to find out information about their shows and to download free music. When your upper lip curls and that's silly, so the way and I wonder, girl, what you're talking about that's keeping you. To hear more political folk music, please join us this Thursday when political folk singer Robert Blake from Bellingham, Washington, and Emily Bates from Ann Arbor perform a show at the Ed Center at 510 Hill Street behind Luther Co-op. At 7:30, we'll have a potluck dinner with a showing of The Last Graduation, a film about education cuts to prisons, and at 8:30 for the musical presentation.
And I remember holding you, and I remember you dancing as I strummed your souvenir guitar, creeping out of your dress I was burning with desire. And your kitchen, it was August, we were cleaning up from breakfast, and I was lingering. I believe you started to sing and it was good. For a minute, our love was understood, but all you could sing was beautifully. And I wanted to hear Billie Holiday.